When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Nice music here on the Half Hour Power. The best show, post show. Rapid fire, on-screen calls. Come on in, buddy. Come on in, buddy. Have a seat. No? Yeah, why not? If you don't want to, you don't have to. It's okay. You're welcome to. We are joined here by my friend AP Mike, as always, on the Half Hour Power. What's up, Mike?
Hi, Tom.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Thanks again for dinner tonight.
Of course. You know I'm teasing you. I invited you to dinner.
Yeah.
You didn't order anything extra.
Yeah.
You didn't sell it to someone for $8 in the parking lot.
I did like how you are a well-known person there. Everybody knew your name. And who was that, the owner over in the corner you gave the high sign to?
It's the chef.
That's the chef.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like if you eat there every Tuesday, I would hope that at some point they'd realize I've been eating here for 2.5 years once a week.
Yeah, I didn't even realize you were there every week. At the Flamingo, the old days.
Yeah.
I used to go to the Flamingo every day before the show.
The diner that was across from WFMU, which was super disgusting.
Yeah, it was kind of disgusting.
It was the kind of place that you go and you just should probably eat something that's fried there, because you at least know they just drop it in a deep fat fryer. But once in a while, I remember you would order something like a little riskier, right? Then you get like meatloaf.
No.
Sushi.
No, I kept it simple, like grilled cheese sandwiches, BLTs,
yeah,
hamburgers.
Okay. All right.
You know, I wasn't quite on the same terms as you with the chef.
But it was,
the chef was kind of scary. I
mean,
that place, missing eye.
That place was terrifying. It was one of these old-school diners that was there when Jersey City was like a graveyard, and this would be the only place open on the middle of the night.
It's gone.
Well, I think it's been transformed,
diner.
Right?
It's now
City Diner.
I almost got the sign, the old flaming O sign.
Oh, yeah.
You almost got it.
And I think they called me when I was out of the country and left me a voicemail. And I couldn't come
back. Oh, man.
Well, we got AP Mike here. We got Dudio here, Jason Gore.
Hello, hello.
What's up?
I don't know. Just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you again for dinner tonight.
Yeah, of course. It's my pleasure. Really, and I want to just say again, I invited them out. We had a nice time. It was not anything that I was tricked or they suddenly didn't pay or anything. It was a business thing.
Yeah.
But it's the thing. I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking, guys.
Did you ever do an Eat and Dash?
No.
And you Dine and Dash?
Dine and Dash, yeah.
No way.
Why would you do that?
Well, I didn't do it myself, but a friend of mine sort of put some peer pressure on me to do it one time. We went to a pizza place.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a huge tab. And he wasn't happy with the food he got. And that was how he was going to take his revenge.
So he dined and dashed on a $2 slice of pizza.
Yeah. He's like, you know, I'm going to go get the car. And then, you know, you just run out.
So this was,
youthful hijinks,
Yeah. Fun, very fun. Yeah. Youthful hijinks. So you ate the pizza and split.
Yeah.
Well, look. You did it already. It happened. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? You were kind of... Did you know... Did you feel bad about it when it happened?
Yeah, I wasn't, you know...
That wasn't you.
That wasn't me. It wasn't. But my friend had these, you know... He was more charismatic and he would get us into trouble and...
So you did this too?
Yeah. I mean, I was part of it. Yeah, I was part of it.
I was picturing you standing there, like, eating your pizza after he already split, and then you just put your money up and pay for his and then leave.
No, Mike ran also.
I mean, okay. I was, you know, they would have shook me down.
Yeah, Mike shoveled a slice into his mouth.
I wasn't going to pay for his bad tuna fish sandwich. I think he made that horrible sin of getting, like, a tuna sub at a pizza place. Like, why would you do that, you know?
It's bad move.
Yeah.
You guys don't know the right places. I'll get a tuna sub at a certain place.
Yeah, if you know the place.
Oh, I would too.
It's fresh.
This place we'd never been in before.
I'm like driving down the highway and pulling over and then ordering a tuna sub when you go in a place. You're right. You have to know the place. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, guys. What am I going to do? Dreams die. Dreams die surprisingly easy. That's the worst part about life. Best show. No, it was the half hour power. It was the best show. What's up?
Hi, guys. This is Daniel from Portland.
What's up, Daniel?
Hey, I was wondering if I could tell a quick story about the Silver Bullet Band, whom I met while I was working at a hotel in Charleston, South Carolina.
So you met Bob Seger's band.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you know they were... Bob Seger's band.
They all wear t-shirts that say Silver Bullet Band.
Do they?
I wish.
I hope so. In my dreams.
Well, how did you know?
Well, I'll tell you, but before I do it, I also like to say that Mike, who I know you love to make fun of his voice, but his voice seems to be the embodiment of mirth. And the mirth, music, and mayhem.
Okay. If you say so. See, I would have expected you to say I was the mayhem part, but...
No.
Okay.
No. Right. Wonderful voice, Tom. Okay. You should stop making fun of his voice.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I will.
No, I was working at a hotel as a valet. In Charleston, South Carolina, and I was about to get off of work, and it was winter time, so it was chilly, so I had a hat on, right, because I'm working outside, and this guy comes up wearing a camel hair coat, and he says, hey, and I'm going to do a bad job at his voice, but he had a pronounced southern voice, and he goes, hey, where does somebody go around here to meet ladies in this town? And I was kind of very bored with those types of folks, so I just told them, people go to this place called Tsunami. It's a sushi bar where people go. And I was about to get off of work, and then this guy comes back, and he goes, hey, And we all knew, everybody worked at the hotel knew that Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band were playing that night. And as it turns out, that guy was the tour manager of the band. And he says, he comes back to me and he says, "Hey, we talked earlier and you said that you knew where to go to meet ladies and you didn't even think twice about it, and I appreciate that. And as it turns out, I got an opportunity for you. One of our drivers called in and they're not going to be able to take these boys down to the bar. And we're wondering if, you know, you would be willing, and get this, and please keep in mind that this wasn't that long ago, so what he offered me was incredibly stupid, right? He goes, we'll pay you $6 an hour if you want to take the Silver Bullet Van down to Tsunami, like you said, and wait there. But he goes, first thing you got to do, get rid of that hat. And if you have one, get a camel hair coat and show up for it. Get cleaned up. Take these boys down. And if they ask you if you know where to get drugs, for God's sake, whether you do or not, I'm not trying to say you do or not, but whether you do or not, tell them no, you don't. And so I said, sir, you know, respectfully, I'm making more than that now, just standing here talking to you, and I'm about to get off of work, and I'm tired, but I do have a friend who might be interested in doing that. And so I called my friend. He goes, okay. He looked really disappointed, and I called my friend. You guys still there?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Just wind it up, though. The exciting part of the story is that you hung out with the Silver Bullet Band, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, as it turns out, I call my friend, and my friend comes down, and I tell him, you know, you got another friend. The tormentors from the Silver Bullet Band want you to drive these guys for $6 an hour to the sushi restaurant. Can you do it? And he says, I'll be down there in a minute. And he comes down, and he's got his hair slicked back, and he's wearing a corduroy coat, and he talks to the tour manager, and he thinks about it for a minute, and he comes to me, and I'm still at the bell stand waiting to get off work, and he comes to me, and he goes, hey, man, I don't know. What if these guys want to compromise my integrity and pick up a bunch of underage women? Mm-hmm. And I go, Jake, man, you're not talking to... I'm not the tour manager of the Silver Bullet Band. That guy is. You got to go talk to him. I watch from the bell stand, Jake with his corduroy coat and his slick back hair.
He said that Jake. So Jake?
Yes.
Right? With the coat?
Yes.
Slick back hair.
So he goes up and he talks to him, and I just watch how disappointed this guy is that nobody wants to drive the Silver Bullet Van to Tsunami for $6 an hour.
I know. Okay.
I guess they don't have cab service down there?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have...
Yeah, I couldn't understand. I mean, they try to put us in a van for... They try to put us driving a van for $6 an hour to take them down to a sushi restaurant.
Silver Bullet Van.
Silver Bullet Van.
In the van.
Right back
Jack.
Here.
Yeah.
All the catchphrases. Corduroy coat, slick back hair, $6 an hour, Silver Bullet Band.
Maybe we can turn that into the Silver Bullet Band song.
Yeah.
That's some ingredients there.
If there was a drinking game based on the last 5 minutes you've been talking, the person would be suffering from alcohol poisoning right now.
If they drank
every time you said corduroy coat,
slick back hair,
Silver Bullet Band, $6 an hour.
Jake.
Camel hair.
Tsunami. You know, they could have easily made $60 there, because you know when the Silver Bullet Band goes to Tsunami, they're going to stay 10 hours.
And the other thing is, what was your job?
Valet.
I was working as a valet / bellman.
At what hotel?
Charleston Place Hotel.
Charleston Place. Okay.
And the tour manager just didn't go to the front desk and arrange this?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on.
He wanted to arrange it directly through me because
Silver Bullet. Because look, this is a Silver Bullet band.
Oh God, yeah.
Silver Bullet band's coming through.
Yeah.
You tell me this guy can't go up to the desk and say, I manage the Silver Bullet band, and I'm willing to pay $6 an hour. I just need someone to put on a corduroy coat and slick their hair back. And
he wanted camel hair coat. Down to camel hair coat.
Take him down to Tsunami so they can get some sushi, and they can hang out. They're going to get $6 an hour to hang out with the Silver Bullet band.
Yes, sir. Anything you need. Anything for the Silver Bullet band.
Yeah, well, I'm talking with the Silver Bullet band here. Is Bob Seger with them? No, he's not. It's the Silver Bullet band.
He's already flown on to the next city.
Bob Seger, yeah. The Silver Bullet band travels with the stage. Like one of those situations. Like, Bob's in a different city now. Yeah. Silver Bullet band and the stage travel separately. Well, I'll say this. You, sir, are a raconteur of unparalleled skill. And the story you told is maybe the greatest story of, and I'm just wondering, can I option this story for a movie? The idea of the night the Silver Bullet Band came to what town again?
Charleston, South Carolina.
The night the Silver Bullet Band came to Charleston, South Carolina.
Slick back hair.
And they wanted sushi, so they were going to so you were going to take it to Tsunami, and then they had the camel hair coat and the slick back hair,
corduroy.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That guy was
that was good.
Half hour power. How much time?
Let me just pop in real quick and say we're almost at the 14 minutes remaining mark.
Okay. I thought we had about 2 minutes left.
No.
We felt that way.
I know.
Okay. What's up?
Thanks for the opportunity. So I've noticed that Ben Affleck has dropped out of directing as Batman. So I wonder if we can replace Ben Affleck with another star for Batman.
Well, he's not
going to be Rowan Atkinson.
Well, he's still going to play Batman. He's just not directing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was just leading off on just trying to introduce a question that might lead to
discussion. I would still have Joel Schumacher direct and play Batman.
To me,
Schumacher would be Batman too?
Yeah, why not?
I wish Ben Affleck was doing it, because to me there would be nothing funnier than photos of Ben Affleck in full Batman costume at Video Village. Looking at a monitor, pointing to where how the shot can change, dressed as Batman.
They were trying to make his costume more comfortable for the film, because he knew he would be doing a lot of scenes where he's not Batman, but he'd still have to be in costume.
Sure.
So,
catch pants.
Yeah.
Are they reconsidering because his gangster epic tanked?
I think that was part of it.
I don't know if that was
part of it. You don't think it was part of it?
Yeah, I don't think so. They're lucky to have this guy be a part of any of that trashy DC franchise.
Oh, that's true.
One of those movies is worse than the next. Right? Meanwhile, you got the Marvel thing. I'm finally watching Daredevil. I watched Jessica Jones.
Okay.
Now I'm watching Daredevil.
Okay. Which season?
One.
One. What do you think?
I'm a little bored by Daredevil.
Really?
Like Jessica Jones a lot.
Have you watched Luke Cage yet?
I was waiting to watch more Daredevil before I went to Luke Cage. Can I just jump to Luke Cage?
I think you can jump to Luke Cage.
Daredevil can't do it for me.
Yeah. But you might like the second season more than the first season. I will say that. Of Daredevil. I'd give Daredevil a fair shake with second season. And you don't really need the first season.
Look, Kristen Ritter's super cool.
It's grittier.
What's the guy who plays Luke Cage?
Mike Coulter.
He's super cool.
Super cool.
Yes.
The guy who plays Daredevil. He seems fine. The guy who plays Foggy. Not into it.
Not as suave.
Mike.
Yeah.
Growing up, who was your favorite superhero?
I like the Marvel universe.
Who did you like? The Silver Surfer?
No. It was too cerebral. Yeah. I didn't quite get it. It was
like Hulk.
I thought you had to be high to read The Silver Surfer.
Hulk.
No, I like the Fantastic Four. Had some dynamics I liked.
Although, I'd say in DC, Starfire might float his boat.
I thought Thor was boring. Mm-hmm. You know.
Studio.
I was always a diehard Fantastic Four fan.
Yeah.
Big Thing fan.
Mm-hmm. You like the Thing.
Yeah.
Very interesting. My favorite characters in Marvel were Power Man and Iron Fist and Doctor Strange.
Hey, everybody. This is the B-Man, OBW, from the World Record Podcast. And I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
Oh, great series now.
What about Wonder Man? Ever a big fan of Wonder Man?
Not particularly.
Nobody liked
red
Wonder
jacket.
Man. Yeah.
That red jacket. It looked cool.
Yeah.
That red jacket.
The red
shades. And little jetpacks on the side of his hips.
Ran around with a red jacket on.
To tell the truth, my favorite comic books when I was a kid were these war comics they had back then.
Yeah.
Sergeant Fury and Sergeant Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, the Howling Commandos.
Is that stuff still around? I mean,
Not so much. Not so much in that form.
And they had like weird war,
yeah.
And then weird westerns. I like those. Those were kind of interesting.
Did you read Nom?
No, they had a
Nom
late '80s. Wow,
yeah.
I was scared of Nom comics.
I'm talking about like the '70s.
Where the hell out of that?
Nom.
Yeah, I don't know. I was really into military stuff as a kid at that time.
Sure.
This is pre-Slaw Dog.
Pre-Slaw Dog. There it goes. Oh, no. We're going to have to nail
that's a
that
tradition.
Up
yeah, the tradition.
At Ooh. Some point.
You get it in on the mic.
No.
The bulletin board.
We have a bulletin board that
falls every
almost
week.
Somebody, every, yeah,
and it's no one's fault because we're just trying to use the room.
Yeah.
We just need to screw it under the wall.
Yeah. Mike.
Yeah.
Screw that in the wall. Thanks for the call. Half hour power.
Hi.
Hi. To what do I owe the pleasure? To whom am I speaking?
Oh, my name's Tom.
What's that now?
My name's Tom.
Good name. What's going on?
Hey, I have a question for the group.
What do you got?
If you had to pair every member of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour with their counterpart from CSNY, who would you pick?
Oh, now that is a spectacular question. So you're talking about the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Of course, you're talking about Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, Bill Engvall,
Tater Salad,
and Ron White, right?
Yep.
Not talking about Henry Cho. He's not a part of it. And you're pairing them with what now?
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Hold on.
Yes.
Let me think about this. Well, I think I can. I'd be interested to see what you guys come up with. With this, I'm going to say, let me do this here. I think this tracks. Here's my version of it. Crosby, it's Jeff Foxworthy.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would have went with Ron White.
I would have.
Burly presence.
Hold on.
I would have gone Foxworthy with Graham Nash.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Similar hair.
I think I like that, yeah.
Stills, Bill Engvall.
Since I don't know that guy, I'll agree with that one.
Okay. I would have gone Stills with Larry the Cable Guy because they both seem like they have gout.
That's a very fair point.
Yeah.
They both... Both Larry the Cable Guy and Stephen Stills
yes.
seem like they would be high candidates
yes. To suffer from gout.
To suffer from gout. Yeah. Nash, Graham Nash, Larry the Cable Guy. Why? They both suck. They're terrible. Graham Nash is terrible. Larry the Cable Guy is terrible.
You posted that picture of Kris Kristofferson, and I was so close to being like, oh, hey, Graham Nash, but I knew how much it would piss you off. So I didn't do it.
Look, you could have done it. I have a sense of humor.
No, I know that.
I have a sense of humor. You know when somebody who doesn't have a sense of humor, I can laugh at myself.
Yeah.
Or I have a great sense of humor.
I have a great sense of humor. For example, I often, the socks I wear don't always match the... Wait, that hurts my feelings. I don't feel like making fun of myself with that. And then Neil Young is Ron White, who's like the most iconoclastic of the four of the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Crosby, Jeff Foxworthy.
Right.
Heavy hitter, but what are you really gonna get from him? Not a whole lot. His You Might Be a Redneck is like David Crosby doing what song? Is that a big
duet with Phil Collins?
No, it's not Another Day in Paradise. It would be more like him doing Lady Friend.
Okay.
Do you know that song, Mike? It's one of the all-time greatest songs by the Byrds. The best.
Okay, yeah.
Stills, Bill Engvall. Forgettable. They're both forgettable. Larry the Cable Guy is Graham Nash, because they both are terrible. What do you think, young man, caller? How do you think my version tracks?
It's exactly why I wanted to pose the question to the group, because I've gotten such different answers to everyone I've asked. My version would be Jeff Foxworthy, Stephen Stills, because maybe they're both the most technically proficient, but they're not the most enjoyable of the group.
Well, that's true.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. And then I think we're eye to eye on Neil Young being...
Ron White.
Ron White, yeah.
Yeah. I agree. You get it. We get it. They don't.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, son. Half hour power.
How's it going, guys?
Well, it's going magically.
What 5 minute mark.
5 minutes to go. What's up, bro?
So did you see that Robert Pollard released his 100th
I did.
Thing?
Congratulations to Robert Pollard for that.
Well, it's going to be the new Guided by Voices album. That's the 100th release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two disc.
Yeah, very
good. What would you call his, what would you say your least favorite thing he's put out?
My least favorite Robert Pollard thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, it's kind of mean to do, but.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just, you know, it's like, there's always something good on every one of the albums.
Yeah.
The friend of the show. Jump in a lake. I'm going to sell him out for your cheap phone call. Best show.
Oh, hello.
What's happened, and now it's a half hour power. Yeah. What's up?
Hey, sorry. Hi, this is Al from Australia.
Hey, Al. What's up?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hello.
Not heaps. I kind of didn't think of a question. I was just, I've been reading the Mike Love autobiography. Do you guys have any other great recommendations for music autobiographies?
Which one's he reading?
The Mike Love book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you read...
How's tonight been?
What?
How's tonight
been? Been a good night?
Yeah. It was fine. We did it. It's done.
Cool.
Have you read Red by Sammy Hagar?
No, I haven't. That does sound up my alley, though.
That's a good one.
I thought Born to Run was disappointing. Anybody else take a crack at that yet?
I got really creeped out any time Bruce Springsteen kind of talked about sex or just like noticing his neighbors when he was like a teenage boy. It's just kind of like hearing your uncle talk about stuff like that.
Ew, I haven't read it yet. Now I'm not sure.
There's not a lot of sex talk. I mean, and what he says is like the stuff, you know, hey, you got into a band to meet girls. That
I was looking
stuff,
at her across the room.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't go into any graphic detail.
Okay, good.
No, but it's still just kind of weird.
Yeah, well, you seem kind of weird. We're from New Jersey, pal. You don't hear me putting down Gary Beers or Peter Garrett. I'm not putting down your country.
Or Colin Hay.
Or Colin Hay. Or I'm not talking about Colin Hay or Paul Hogan. I'm not going to put down any of your countrymen. Now,
your
icons. Mike.
Yeah.
You've always got an eye out for weird stuff, unique stuff, stuff that kind of piques your interest. Anything on your radar?
Well, you know, there's lots of things to be irked by these days, but
really,
believe it or not, I can get irked by just like commercials, you know, like commercials that just sort of get under my skin, and they run them, you know, repetitively. It's two car commercials that really have been annoying me lately. There's the Volvo commercial with the it's a sort of Walt Whitman theme, the poet behind the wheel. And it's, you know, it's sort of like a shot like a Terrence Malick movie with the voiceover. The West is mine. The East is mine. The North is mine. You know, he keeps droning on.
Yeah.
But I never noticed, like, the first couple times I saw the commercial, I never saw it as like a quick flash of a shot of the steering wheel. And I didn't realize that he's got a pen in his hand as he's driving. And that just was so stupid to me that this guy's driving with a pen in his hand that it was just, I couldn't bear it anymore. And the other one is the Mercedes commercial with the two young kids. They have puppy love and they're going to a movie in a snowstorm.
And yeah, I saw, the one where it's like...
Make Me Feel Your Love is playing on in the background.
Yeah.
And, you know, the snow is coming down.
Yeah, it's an actual snowstorm. And the kid's clearly got this date.
Yeah.
With a girl. He looks like he's 14. He's got a date with another 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And then the dad drives him through the snow to go on this date. And he gets to the theater and it's like, she's not there. And then it's like... Then she shows up.
Because, her parents are driving a Mercedes as well.
Yeah, well, and you tell me if you're with me on that.
Yeah. I think we're going to agree on this one.
First of all, it's a safety risk to all the employees of the movie.
Exactly, yeah.
Have to work at this movie theater so these two mutants can watch a movie together. They have to keep the theater open.
Yes.
Everybody's going to skid home with two hours more of snow have fallen.
Exactly.
Three by the time they clean the snack bar and everything,
exactly.
They can shut the place down. So you put everybody who works at the movie theater at risk.
The parents.
Well, and these kids really have to go on a. It's like, what is this? The height of privilege? It's a snowstorm. You guys can't wait for your one more day for your date.
So annoying.
Yeah.
You had that same reaction?
I'm with you, Mike.
Okay.
Now, anything to plug, Mike? What's going on?
Well, the shirts are still out there. Headshots are back in stock. Everything's in stock.
Everything is back in stock at apmike.bandcamp.com.
Yeah. Still going.
Anything in the works? Any ideas in the works for 2017? Maybe one of those pens that you turn it upside down and somebody's naked? No?
That's an interesting idea, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I thought about a calendar, but I gotta think that one through a little more.
All right. Well, this might not.
The wheels are spinning.
I'm gonna say this, Mike. All due respect.
People don't use calendars.
No.
No.
All due respect. If you're gonna do a calendar, you kind of have to time it.
Yeah. No.
So
no. I know.
Available for
exactly.
January.
Yeah. No. I know.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
So now's the time to get ready for that 2018 calendar.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You've got a lead.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Byrne,
mm-hmm.
At 1-800-PAT-BYRNE.
Yes, thank you.
What's going on?
Not too much. I just had a good show at Littlefield.
Nice.
The Robert Dean Museum. And, shows on Saturdays, WFMU, fundraiser coming up, all that fun stuff.
When's that start?
I believe it's the first two Saturdays in... first three Sundays, excuse me, in March.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, a few weeks away.
Yeah.
And last but certainly not least, we've got Jason Gore, a.k.a. Dudio, a.k.a. Slaw Dog, a.k.a. Sonic Dork.
Yep, on Twitter.
What's going on with you?
Bridge and Tunnel Show. We're back taking a little break. Mm-hmm. We're back on February 18th at the Pit at 7:30.
Okay.
So it's a better time. We're excited about
that. That's your sketch troupe.
Yeah. It's my sketch.
Very funny.
Yeah, we've been around since 2012.
Yeah?
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, Pat, the nickname Wingman that you chose last week.
To save everybody.
To save everybody from the Huh Challenge being played on the show.
Ever again.
Ever again.
So that, okay.
You decided. And I will say this. You also did it smart. You did it. You were smart about it because you know if you said, I don't want the nickname Wingman, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to call you the Wingman anyway.
Right.
You had no control over your own nickname.
Uh-huh.
Right? Have people called you Wingman at all?
I've gotten a few tweets directed towards me that I have not engaged with on either account, the Best Show for Life account.
So you hate Wingman.
Or my account. If you tweet at me with it, I will ignore it. If you keep tweeting me at it, I will report it.
But what if you thought
report
of it?
Report it.
Wow.
Not block the person.
Good
You'll
God.
Report them.
I'll report them for harassment.
But it's a cool name.
Yeah, like think
it's
of it
very
like
Top Gun.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. Like put on an aviator jacket.
More than one meaning. It doesn't just mean you bought like some smelly chicken wings.
And it does. It does stink of wings out there. No, I can smell it.
It was overpowering.
It was bad. It was bad. I can smell it in the air.
It was a little blimpy, maybe, but
this is what I'll say. Did it smell last week? Undeniable. It did. Does it smell this week? I don't think it does. I think these guys are hammering you a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they're giving you the business.
I almost ordered a bucket of fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was talking to Martine.
That's
I was
fine.
Like,
yeah.
Do you want... I know. Mm-hmm. But then we ordered it from a pizza place.
Yeah.
And they had a wing special, and I was
of course
ordering.
They did.
And I said to Martine, "I'm like, should we get this $7.95 thing of wings?" And he just like gave me one of these nods, like, "Oh, you better believe it." And so
And at what point did you go, "Holy moly, these wings certainly smell very strong"?
Never, because we were so ravenously hungry that we just were consuming at such a rate.
There's no point where you're just like, "Are we going to get teased about this?"
Nope. I didn't even think to, Tom, I didn't even think to open the window while I was doing it because we were so hungry, both of us.
It was so funny because the entire studio smelled like wings.
Even in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It smelled in here.
No, I had to even come in to get money to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you didn't even pay for your stinky wings.
Tom offered.
Of course I paid. Of course I paid.
And
if people are going to come here and work. I appreciate it. We appreciate it on the Best Show.
I actually wanted to not to come in here. I didn't have enough.
It's fine. I offered because I wanted to.
And then that just few minutes of the door being open.
Yeah.
Wow.
And look, tonight with the dinner.
Yep.
My pleasure. I'll take you guys to dinner every week if you want.
We came up with a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, so. I'll take you every week. But I have to say, tonight, I have to go. I have nothing to plug. I have nothing.
Can I actually plug one more thing?
Of course you can, Pat.
I'm sorry. Our first show of the year is February 25th at the WFMU Performance Space.
Okay. The live show.
Yes, we're back. Yeah. Please come if you're in the
for
New York
prove
City,
it all
Jersey
night.
City area.
We'll keep talking about that.
All right.
And let's say goodnight to everybody. Lady Friend. David Cross's greatest moment. Half hour power's over. Bye.